The topic for today is the nature of the Dal Tzomos. So the Pesukim in Zechariah speak about Asid Lavo, the Tzom HaChamishi, Tisha B'Av, and Tzom HaShvi, Shavigdalia, and the various Tzomos are going to be Sason Simcha. So what exactly is the purpose of these Tzomos? Again, Shivasa B'Tamuz, Shom Ravi, Tisha B'Av, Tzom Gedalia, and Aseret B'Teveit that we're commemorating today. So, if I asked you, what are you tying up? What was the purpose of the Dal Tzomos?
What are you tying up?
Each one probably has like certain events, like they all have one theme that should relate to the Korban Bayis.
Korban Bayis! So maybe it's some type of Zeicher L'Korban, Zeicher L'Korban, maybe it's even Avelos in the Korban, right? Avelos is a little bit stronger. You know, the Zecher, okay, you remember the Korban. Maybe it's even a key of Avelos on some level, the Korban. You didn't have the Komos. So maybe the purpose of the Dal Tzomos is really a way of commemorating the Korban and Yisabel and the Korban. So the Rav, I think, holds that way. If you look at the second Makar on the sheet, the Ran, he quotes the Rav in, Mi'ata b'chol ha'tanis si were rightly spiled tefillas ilah. So we should have the ilah. But we don't have the ilah on the Dal Tzomos. Why not? Says the Ran, Shem Ravid, Chutz mi Dal Tzomos. V'hed yamina perek mishu makom shenagu does tishav eno k'tainis siwur l'svilas ilah. Tishav is not like a tainis siwur. It's not like a tainis for, let's say, rain. If there's no rain, it's a tainis siwur. So you have the ilah. V'ein tzarech lom l'shar tzomos, and certainly not the other three, which are more kal. We only fast, you know, half a day. We don't fast the 24 hours and the other tzomos. V'atam shol tiknu ni ilah, el v'tinia shuk for the tefillah. What's the purpose of the Dal Tzomos? Says the Rav. Avel. It's about Zeichel Korban. It's about Avelus on the Korban. Avelus. Okay? What's the other side? The Ritva in Tainis, and the viewer also puts the Rav, who says the same thing in different contexts. So I'll quote it for you. Source number three. Das Rav, which Avel Pisha Batl Megillas Tainis. The Rav there is talking about the fact that we fast on Erev Purim, right? Titus Esther is one of the fasts. It's not one of the Dal Tzomos, right? It's a totally different nature of the Tzomos. Everything worked out well there. Pardon?
It's a positive fast.
It's a positive fast, right? In any case, there's a question, how do you fast on Erev Purim? There's the din that days that are in Megillas Tanis, you shouldn't fast there, you shouldn't fast it, and even the day before, the day after, so why are you allowed to fast an Erev? You shouldn't fast an Erev Chanukah, you shouldn't fast an Erev Purim. Why do we fast an Erev Purim? And more so, Erev Purim also happens to be one of the days mentioned in Megillas Tanis, Yom Nikonor. So, how can you fast on such a day? It's supposed to be a happy day in its own right, and the fact that it's Erev Purim. So that's the question that we've shown him to deal with. So the Ravid, according to the Ritva, so number three says, "Das arayvit afal pi shabatul megillas tainis hainu inish ein lan lasus yom tov limana mehem behesped." So, batul megillas tainis means that the days mentioned aren't no longer a yom tov anymore after the korban abayis. Aval vatei ein goes yom tainis. We still can't fast on them. For yasa mehaydu umtu the rabnach ben the maisi leel the tvar of kasha. Okay, ma'od yom yud gimel. So this is the kasha that everybody's dealing with. What's trani yom yud gimel shlifne purim on what we call tainis Esther. So Yom Nikonor, it was one of the days mentioned in the Gilas Tanis that you shouldn't fast, and we fast. Heich Masanim, Fu Pirush Ki Yom Shalifnei Purim, Eino Kashar Tanios Litchoso Ki Zecher Nei Shenasebo. It's not like a regular fast. It's like we said before. It's not a fast of Tzar. It's a fast of Simcha. Oh, Shekvar Kimu Aleim. We want to have Esther Nechziv. Shekimu Al Nafshav Al Zaram Divrei Tzomos Zozachasam. Shepirusho. So it's something that they were accepted. We can't override. Shepirusho ki shekiblo aleim inyan yivei Purim, when the Jews accepted to celebrate Purim, kech kiblo aleim inyan tzomos, they accepted also Tainis Esther. He's learning that when the pasuk says divrei tzomos v'zakasa means that they accepted Purim and Tainis Esther at that time. It's not a later takana. Some understand that Tainis Esther was developed, it started only in time of the Gaonim. He assumes that it's an original part of the original celebration of Purim was to include Tainis Esther erev Purim. Shein perusho, this is the line that I'm interested in. Don't say that when they accepted Purim, it was like the Dal Tzomos. Just like we fast on Dal Tzomos, they accepted to celebrate Purim. That's not true. What's the connection of celebrate Purim like we keep fast on Dal Tzomos? What's the connection? But what's interesting with the formulation Dalad Soma Shatiknu Chazal Al HaKorban. Right? On my name, it's a custom of Dalad Soma Shushim Dalad Soma Shushim Dalad Soma is because of Elus. It's not tefillah. Dalad Soma is not a time of tefillah. Dalad Soma is deriving as a time of Elus. Right? Dalad Soma Shushim Evleyem Hain V'lo Hayu L'Zaka. Pardon? Right. So the understanding of the Raivid, and again, I think it's the pashtus of the fact that the Dalad Somas are the dates. What do the dates commemorate? Like Zaki said, right. There are things that are connected to the Korban, right? So today we commemorate the fact that the Hukva Ir, right? And there are various dates that we'll talk about a little later, what the significance of those dates are. But it's Echel Korban, something to avail us on the Korban. But there's another side. What's the other side? Maybe the Dalad Somas isn't about Korban. What's it about? How do we get to Binyan Beis HaMikdash?
Tshuva.
The Rambam says before that Dalad Somas is about Tshuva. Says the Rambam, source number one, Yesh Sham Yahim Shekol Yisroel Misani Mehem, Yipnei Atzarah She'eru Behen, Kedei L'Orer HaLevavos L'Tochach Hakei Tshuva. Of course the Rambam knows that the dates are connected to the historical events of Korban. But that's not the focus. We're not focusing on Zeichel HaKorban. We're not focusing on Avelos. We're focusing on a positive. We want to do tshuva in order to what? To bring Geula. Yiftoach Rakei Tshuva V'yela Zichar L'Maseinu Raim Maseh V'Seinu Shaya K'Maseh Ata Achegar L'Hem V'Lanu Vosu Hanu Tzaras. Our Averis caused the Tzaras. Shebezichar N'Tvarim Eilu Nashuv L'Hativ. We want to remember the Tzaras in order to, as a catalyst, to do tshuva. Shenemar V'Hizgadu V'Zavonu 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 Elu Hain Gimel Yom Gimel Tishrei Shavuot Erech Galia. I'm not going to read the whole thing. He goes through all the four tzomos, including Tisha B'Av, and then he says, "I'll skip to the last paragraph." Our boss, he made tzomos Elu Harim Furashim the Kabbalah, Tzomer Ravi, Tzomer Chamishi, Tzomer Shvi, Tzomer Siri, and these are the four tzomos, and they're all connected to what? To Tshuva. So Yesh Lachkor. Even Tisha B'Av, we're going to get to that later, because you could have thought that Tisha B'Av was more Avelus oriented, and really, it might be. Maybe they're too dinim in Tisha B'Av. But the Rambam says, even Tisha B'Av is about Tshuva. Now, just for the sake of honesty, it's not clear that this is an extreme debate. I'm presenting it. Is it within Zechel HaKorban, is it Avelus, or is it within Tshuva? You might say it's both. It's Avelus, and Avelus is supposed to bring us to Tshuva. But certainly the dagesh, the emphasis of the Rambam is about Tshuva, and not about Zechar L'Chor, but not about Avelus. And I think you might even present it as a machlokes. The Rambam is saying, okay, what happened happened, that's history. That's, right now, what's our tafkid? The Dalad Somas was nitgan for Tshuva. What happened is just history. It's the reason that we have to do Tshuva. But it's not, we're not here alt Avelus. We're not here alt Zechar L'Chor. So again, like I said, you don't have to present this as a machlokes. I am. But I think that... certainly, even if it's not a machlokes, there's a different emphasis in terms of the ikur tafkid of the tzad. Now, the obvious kasha on the tzad that avelus is that what? When we sit shiva, do we fast?
No, I'm not terrible.
Right, but there's a lot of eating done. A lot of eating. So, what's the connection? Yeah. What's the connection to avelus? Why do we fast as an expression of avelus? Yeah.
Also, like, the way we do avelus, like, since I'm sad, I should, like, you know...
An expression of your...
Expression,
right.
I'm not sad, to bring about sadness.
Oh, so that's the important point that you're raising, which the Rav developed, the concept of avelus yishana. The Gemara Yevamos has an expression of avelus yishana. Avelus chadasha is when a person's relative dies, Racham on the son. So intuitively, naturally, they feel tsar, and the nihu avelus express that tsar.
Right.
When we talk about avelus, it only happened 2,000 years ago, most of us don't feel connected to that.
Right.
So how do we get connected? We do actions that are supposed to bring us to that point of avelus. So the Rav pointed out that generally nihugin avelus are chamor and they become more kal as time goes on. So you have aninus and you have the first day of shiva, the first 3 days, 7 days, 30 days, you have beis chodesh, and it goes and becomes more kal as time goes on because it's supposed to express as time goes on the we're come to terms with the loss and we're able to process it, etc. When it comes to the 3 weeks, what happens?
Right.
It's the opposite. It intensifies. Why does it intensify?
You need to build up that awareness.
We want to
bring up. Real love that order. Exactly. So the whole year we have some Zecher LeChorban. Then the 3 weeks, so Armin Hagim, you know, not getting married, and then they get to Sfasharani Mashkenazim. But there are various levels of Chomer, according to everybody, that become more and more Chomer until Erev Tisha B'Av, until it's Mamish, you know, Meitav Mutzal Mufanav, it's like a Sagam Aninus, etc. So, it could be, what?
You want to feel that Avilus.
We want to feel that avilus. Oh, so wait, stop. Meaning, as an Indian, we call misabel yishalayim zochol roev v'vinyana. We want to connect. So it could be the fasting for a regular avil. He doesn't need to fast, but maybe for avilus yishalayim, maybe you have to fast. So if you look here in the Gemara in Tainis and the Aflamid, there's a fascinating Gemara. Reb Endrash pointed this out to me. Tana Rabbanan called mitzvahs hanohagas avil. Nohagim v'tishuvah. Everything that's noig by an avel is noig v'tishuvah. Also, rechid v'shtia v'sichah v'nilta sandal. Now, what's wrong with the sentence? Kol mitzvahs nohagos v'avel, nohagos v'tishuvah. Also, rechid v'shtia.
Avel
is not rechid v'shtia. So, the rif, taka, the rosh, the rakoros, the hit, you take it up. Rashi says, look at Rashi, Hani eino hagim v'avel, the kachash riv nami yisurim shenohagim levan, mihani nahagim v'avel. So Rashi says it's lavdak. He's goreis, but he says lavdak. So Rav Edner said to me, maybe Pshani is, according to this tzad, that taka, on some level, even every avel should be fast. It's just that, okay, it's not really shayach. But for, again, it's a little different relation. I was arguing a second ago, maybe it's different avelus hashana. Avelus hashana has fasting as a way of kind of shaking us up to remember the avelus.
Right, we're already shaking up.
It could be. But he wants to say that no, maybe every Avelus has, from the price, it sounds like Dvarim Nohagim Avel, Nohagim Tishabav, Asr Achila Vashtia. Maybe every Avelus has a theoretical Isra Achila, just it's not Nogea, it's not actually Shayach, because it would be too hard, something like that. You have to figure out how to formulate it. But anyway, so that's the tzad of Churban, Tekel Churban, and Avelus. The other side, the Rambam, where did the Rambam get the idea that the avail, that the purpose of Dal Tzomos is good Shuva? What do you think?
Because doesn't it say that ultimately he returns to May Simcha? So how are they going
to
go from...
So you're saying logically, that in order to... We have to... He's the only Galian Elam Shuva. It says Shuva, so okay, that could be. But I'm saying from a more... you're saying more practically. I'm saying from a Londish side. What's the only fast we have in the Torah?
Kippur.
Yom Kippur. What's the purpose of Yom Kippur? Tshuva. So it could be that I thought that was like in Doreisa. When the Nevi'im were misaki, it was somehow in Doreisa. But you're saying also very well. I think you're saying it's more pashas that if, since ultimately it's supposed to bring to Gula, to Sosa Masimcha, we have to do Tshuva to do it. In any case, we have, like I said, potentially a debate. Is the Iker purpose of the Dal Somos to remember the Chorban? Is Abel? Like the Raivet? Or is it in order to encourage us to tshuva like the Rambam? I want to explore a couple of nafkaminas to this question. Yeah?
Sorry for interrupting again. According to the Raivin, you can't say that Avelus should bring about tshuva. Not that, but that's...
I didn't say that. I forget. I think that you said there could be there's no machlokas. If there's no machlokas, so we can end here. I want to go right there, assuming there's a machlokas.
It's
loz of akka. It's not tefillah. It's not for tefillah, right? The rabbi says explicitly that they're not for tefillah. That's why there's no ila. It's not tefillah. Tefillah is usually the way we do tshuva. We usually do tshuva through tefillah. But okay. And if you ask him, he would say, of course you should do tshuva. The question is, we all like tshuva. And if you ask the Rambam, well, should he be misabel, he might say, I'm not sure, but he might say, yeah, there's an aspect of it. But the ikr, let's say, as I said before, the ikr megama, the ikr purpose of a tainis for the Rambam is to tshuva, and for the Raivin is to zecher, lechorban, and avil. Okay. Good?
Okay.
Oh, so 100%. So I want to discuss a couple in Afghamina. I want to start with a more... with a different question. The question of the chiyuv to fast b'chlav. If you look at the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara speaks about three different times in Jewish history. Amar Rav Chana bar Bizna, Amar Rav Shimon Chasida. What does it mean that the Asi Lava, the fast will be l'sasol l'simcha? Karli tzom, karli tzom l'simcha. It's not such a song kasha, meaning he's like, what do you mean? Is it a tzom or is there a tzom simcha? So the pasha says, it is a tzom, and then it will be a tzom simcha. But so what the Gemara says, a different thing. The Gemara says, shalom, you saw a tzom simcha. When there's shalom,
there's also a simcha. Ein shalom tzom. If there's no shalom, it's tzom. Amar papa haki kamar. Bizman she shalom yush tzom simcha. Yesh mad tzom. If there's time of persecution, it's a fast. Ein shmad ein shalom ratzu misani ratzu inu misani. According to Rav Papa, there's three stages in Jewish history. There's a stage of shalom, then it's a yontif. There's a stage of persecution, then it's a fast. And then there's a middle stage where there's no persecution, but there's no shalom. And then it's totally in our ratzon. We have the choice to fast. It's not a chiv fast. It's our ratzon. Yehaki tishav of nami says the Gemara. Well, then even we shouldn't fast tishav of if it's not a time of persecution. Amrav Papa, shayin tishav of hoel hukpul atzaros tishav of is unique hukpul atzaros, and therefore you have to fast even if there's no persecution. Amrav Mar tishav of charev abayis berishona v'shnia v'shnia look at the beisa peitar v'necharsha ha'ir. Right, according to the Ramban, the reason we fast only for the morning on our Sabbath Heves and on other fasts is because we live at a time that's not Shema. It's, since it's only Ratzu Misanim, Ratzu Ein Misanim, the Ramban says that's why we don't fast the whole day. Others argue that the Shiltas.
Right,
the Siv learns the Shiltas argues, and the Ramban says like that. No, the other Thomas, you never have to fast the full day. The Ramban says, no, all fasting is the full day. It's just the only reason we live a full day is because it's Ratzu Misanim. We don't believe the time of persecution. In fact, I heard that during the Holocaust, there were some Gedolim who fasted 24 hours for all the fasts because they held it was a Shas Shema. You know, it was, meaning, and they held it like the Ramban. But that's a Machlokas Rishon. In any case, here, what does it mean, Shas Shalom? When you have Shalom, it's a Yontif, right? Sasam Vasim. So what's Rashi say? It says Rashi, Shem 7. She'ein Yad HaGoyim Tkeif Al Yisrael. Goyim aren't in charge of us. The Rashba says we're in Eretz Yisrael. We are independent. We're independent. It's Sosam Simcha? We're living in Eretz Yisrael now. Is it Sosam Simcha?
Yeah, it's getting there.
So we're fasting today.
Right.
So you should know, after 67, there were people who held that we should get rid of the fast. So it was like there was a euphoria. Mashiach's on his way. We have to, you know, get rid of the fast. The first fast after 67 was Shiva Zavatamas, right?
Wow.
And they were like, but the other Rishonim argue, the Rebbe Chanan, I have it here on the sheet, the Ritva, Amru ki bezman she shalom koloma she yisrael shurin al zmasam, like Rashi, uveis ha-migdash kayam yisrael simcha. So what does it mean, shalom? Is it you have independence?
Right.
Or does it mean you have a beis ha-migdash? The Rebbe Chanan, the Ritva, other Rishonim argue with Rashi, and they say that no, it's not enough to have independence. You need a base of mikdash. So what do you think this machlokas is totally on? If the purpose of the Dalet Solmos is what? Zecher le korban.
Right.
So what would you need to make it sasam simcha? You need the base of mikdash. I think that's Shana Rabbeinu Chanan, Shana Ritva. Rashi seems to argue. Some were very uncomfortable with this Rashi. I saw it in Hagos of Eliyashu. Haras, he thought that Rashi doesn't mean it. You know, of course he needs a base of English. You know, but it doesn't sound like that from Rashi. And the Ritva is more explicit. The Rashi is more explicit. You just have independence. You have independence.
We're independent.
We have a Medina.
Right.
I'm saying so that half a meter that people have after 67 isn't mufrach elof. You know, I think according to the Rashi, according to Rashi, it sounds like if you have independence. You know, because again, the lashon of the Gemara isn't bizan sheish mikdash. The Gemara could have said bizan sheish mikdash. The Gemara knows how to say that. The Gemara says shas shalom. So what does shalom sound like? I think Rashi is more pashered. Shalom means you're. Hey, you can argue: are we really shalom? Meaning, if Iran wants to destroy us, is it shalom? Meaning, are we? How strong are we? How independent are we? But Baruch Hashem, we're pretty independent. I'm saying we have a strong army, and the our enemies are pretty afraid of us. You know, again, we shouldn't rest on our laurels. We always have to dive in. But Baruch Hashem, we've been in a very good situation. We haven't been in this situation in 2,000 years.
Right.
I'm saying to think 80 years ago what was going on. Meaning, it's like it's my Mishraim Baritz. In any case. I saw that Harsha is a little bit bothered. Harsha says, why does it say Shalom? Shalom is a reference to Mikdash. Why is Shalom a reference to Mikdash? You tell me. Why was Mikdash destroyed?
Sinuschinam.
So Shalom is a reference to Mikdash. Because
right,
so we need you. Another way of saying Mikdash is Shalom, because it's told Shalom, we want to face a Mikdash.
Right.
But that's like, you know, a drash. It's not a Pashup Shah in the Gemara. The first Pashup Shah in the Gemara is a Rashi, that Shalom means when you have independence.
Right.
You have independence, you don't have. Now, again, you have to figure out what's going on with the Psukim, because the Psukim speak about the Khorban. So, like, it could be the different aspects of the Khorban. There's the independence aspect, and then there's the Mikdash aspect.
It's a question how you look at today. You know, how, do you say how long you have a smooth? I'm not going to get into that discussion right now. But like the fact that we have independence, is that something that's significant? The Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah speaks about how after the Chashmonai took power, you know, Chazar Malchus Yisrael Yosef Masayim Shana. So, and if you know who the Chashmonai were, they weren't the Hurdus wasn't the biggest tzaddik. I mean, he wasn't from the Chashmonai. He married from the Chashmonaim. But in any case, they weren't the biggest tzaddikim. And there's a question, even if the Chashmonaim, you know, they took the Malchus, the Ramban, maybe it was wrong, but they took the Malchus. The point is that independence is a value, according to the Rambam, according to others, according to, it seems like Rashi, according to the Rashba. And it's a value, I think, that these days should be something simple. In any case, what I want to say is that if you think, like the Ravid, that the purpose of the Alsom is Zechel Chorban is partial until the base of English is rebuilt, these are not going to be based off of Zimba. Whereas if you think it's a question of tshuva, we obviously are doing something right, you know, if we have an independent state. Again, we don't know how Kashvaraka works. There was a terrible Chorban of the Holocaust that obviously gave us some Skuyos, a lot of Skuyos. Again, I don't think it's totally our tshuva, in our, but tshuva is necessary when we're in a matzav of when a Kadosh Baruch Hu communicates with us by giving us tzaros. And we believe in layer of tzaros, and everyone's trying to communicate with us, telling us we have to do tshuva. If we don't have tzaros, so the need for tshuva is less acute. Again, it's maybe hard to say, we were talking before, you know, that obviously a lot of people aren't from, you know, but at the same time, it could be that if we don't have tzaros, so the need for tshuva is less acute, like I said. This later. So that's just one nafkamina. Second nafkamina. Let's try it on the board. First is shashalom. What does shashalom mean? Does it mean mikdash? Or does shashalom mean atzma'ut, independence? Okay. Second nafkamina, look at the Ramai panel. Rami Pano was an Italian farish. If you look here, Menachem Azari is quoted a lot by the Poskim. Menachem Azari Pano. About the Sharat Somos Yochlu Tinogos, he was asked the following question: do you have to have kids fast on these Somos? Chinuch by Somos. So the Shoal thought there should be, and he says, no, let the kids eat. There's no Chinuch by Somos. But he says, even though there's no chinuch somos, they still shouldn't eat, you know, like delicious yogurts and chocolate and whatever people like eating, candy. Well, shar somos yochlu tinokos lech l'mayim, they should eat the bread of water. I feel katanik tanim lis abel b'hem imatzivur v'dai b'hem chinuch zeh ashi gadlu that's enough or ashi yud that's not simchah meher yamin. So the shoal of the Marami Pano says we should have them fast. And he says, no, don't have them fast, but they shouldn't eat madonim, they shouldn't eat delicacies in order, what they should eat bread and water in order that they should be abel and tzibur. This is brought down the halacha, by the Magen Avraham, the Shabur brings it down. It's very hard on the Maisa to give kids, you know, bread and water. They're not going to go for it. You have to give kids real food, young kids, I'm saying. Okay, so we try not to give them sugar cereal, 100%. So, I try not to give them even with zonotitis, so, but, okay. In any case, what's interesting about the lashon of the Ramai Pano?
They have to
be misabel. They want to be misabel with the tzibur. Is this a day of avelos? So if you ask the Ravid, what would he tell you? This is a day of avelos. You look at the ask the Rambam, is today a day of avelos? Today is really a day of tshuva. It's a day of tshuva. L'chora. Now you might say, okay, don't give them, you know, delicacies because it'll distract them from doing tshuva. I mean, you could have said that, but that's not what he says. He says, no, because that could be shot in Yom Kippur. In Kippur, we have Sharinuim. It's not a day of avelos. Why do we have Sharinuim Yom Kippur?
To focus.
You want to focus. If you're always talking about the corned beef, you're not going to be able to do tshuva. So we fast. So we yeah, now it could be we're thinking about the corned beef, so you know we can't do tshuva. But
always,
ideally,
yeah,
we're supposed to be in shul thinking about tshuva, right? Okay. Now,
is this true by Yom Kippur Kriptanim?
No, no, he's at Afka saying not by Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, there's no avelos. Yom Kippur, give your kids sugar cereal. But on Shahr Tanios, don't give your kids sugar cereal. Because Shahr Tanios is because of avelos. Right.
Is that not the meaning, though? Would the Ram say you shouldn't give them anyways? Also sugar cereal? Because you should eat chuba or no? Or
I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know. I think that for kids who aren't fasting Yom Kippur, I'm not sure. It's an interesting question. I'm not 100% sure. So the question of chinuch, meaning there's a question of, are you mechanech for somos? And the Gemara says in Moikot there's no avelus by tiktan. So is there avelus by is there chinuch by shart somos? So it's actually interesting. Pardon?
That'd be telling this, no?
That'd be telling this, what? That if it's a din in avelus, then what?
Yeah,
there's no chinuch, ain't chinuch. And if it's din in shuva, yesh chinuch.
You wrote there is chinuch with tana. He writes that, yeah.
Hold on a second. Chinuch, and here, ma'adonim. We're giving them ma'adonim. So if it's within azech korban, ain la'achil ma'adonim. But if it's within shuva, l'choretz motor. Unless you say that it's going to distract them from their troops.
What
yes.
Yesh chinuch, maybe them fasting?
There'll be Indian to mechanach the kids. Yeah, I mean the Shoel assumes that you can fast half a day. There's a whole discussion. It's actually very interesting. I saw Rav Nachum Rabinovich from Malei Adumim. He has a tshuva in the Siach Nachum. He says that why would you want mechanach kids for Shar Tanios? The whole purpose of chinuch is that we want them to grow up to do the. But here we want to be silly Yeshua. We want these tiniest to be gone with. So why would mechanach a kid to avail us on the Churban? Interesting mahalach. But I'm saying yesh chinuch means like there's an Indian to mechanich a kid, like the Shoal. The Shoal assumed that you should mechanich a kid fast half a day, you know. So it's like if it's been shuva, it makes sense. If it's been mechanich al Churban, you might say there's no chinuch, either because there's no chinuch by avelus, or because, like Rav Romanovich, that this avelus is especially something we don't want to mechanich to. Because in Dakar Shalom, people die, so there's chinuch by avelus. Let's assume, because the Gemara says, black and white, there's some chinuch by avelus. The Gemara says, Mekarim, Fnagos Nefesh. There's a discussion, maybe there's some level of chinuch. There's a discussion. But maybe this chinuch, maybe this type of avelus on the Choron Bais, we won't have any chinuch whatsoever. Is there? No. Another nafkamina. I didn't have room on the sheet, but the Gemara says in Brachas of Vavon Beis that Angre de Tanisa Tzidkasa, the schar of a tainis is giving tzedakah. So what Shmuel mentioned before, how do we experience this day? What do we do on this day? Is this a day of experience of Elus, or is this a day we do tshuva and tzedakah? The Gemara says, like I said, that the purpose of a tainis is to give tzedakah. The Agra, like, it seems like the central part of the tainis is giving tzedakah. And the Meiri writes there, by all Taniyos it's like this. By all Taniyos. Saying, even by Dalat Somos, not just the Taniyos for rain. Even the Dalat Somos, Tzedakah is a central part of the day, because what's the purpose of Tzedakah? It's a way that we do true, but that's what Meiri says over there in Brachos and the Vavon Beis. So if it's about Tshuva, it makes sense. Tzedakah may be Tshuva. If you think the purpose of the Dalat Somos is a Zechel Chorban, so maybe you should still get stuck for a side reason. The poor people are going to be hungry, so you should get stuck because they're going to be hungry. You know, like you don't want the people to starve. You know, they didn't work the whole day because they were fasting, and now they like to eat. They don't have a nickel to their name, so you should get stuck. Some side reason. Or as the Marshal says, well, if you fast and then you don't get stuck, you basically, you know, use the fast as a way of enriching yourself. So usually every day I spend $20 on my meals. And today, so I fasted, so now I'll have $20 more to spend, you know, I don't know, on lottery. No, you shouldn't do that. You should give the body to tzedakah, so your fast should be more lishma. Your fast should be the shem mitzvah. But it's not integral, meaning the Gemara sounds like it's integral. Agra de tanisa tzedakasa. So you could say it's not integral, or you could say that's only talking about shar somos, by like fast for rain, or for Yom Kippur. You know, it's Indian to give stuck Erev Kippur, Kaparos, right? We have a minhag to give stuck Erev Kippur. But maybe it wouldn't apply to these Taniyos. So this Nafkamina, third Nafkamina, is not as central to Dalat Somos. If it's about Tshuva, yes. And if it's about Zev El Chorban, maybe not. And if it is, maybe it's a side reason. It's a technical reason. Why is it? Okay. The fourth Nafkamina, the addition starts Filo. What do we add on a Tanis? Slichos. What else we have in Shmonasre?
Anenu. I did Anenu, but only at Munkar. I started doing.
Starting to do all three. At night also, no?
Yeah. I actually gave a clap this morning.
For Anenu. For Svara. Okay. Okay. The same different. From the Gemara, it sounds like that. It sounds like the whole day is a day of a tinyness.
In any case, the Chazan says it though, even Rabbi Ashkenazi. In any case, what Hosavas do we say on Tisha B'Av?
Nachem.
We don't say Slichos. What do we say on Tisha B'Av?
Kinos.
So, what's the more appropriate addition? If the Tal Tzomos are days of Tshuva, what should we say? Slichos or Kinos? Slichos. Slichos is about Yom Kippur, right? And if it's a day of Avelos, what should we say?
Kinos.
Kinos are a way we express our Avelos. The same with the addition of Aneinu. Aneinu, Yom Tzon, says, answer us. And we're asking for to be answered, we're asking for Tshuva. Nachem is more about Korban related.
Yeah,
So, if you look here, in source number 10, the Seder Amgon brings down the minhag was to say Slichos on Tisha B'Av. V'yashachris yorish lech tzibur mispal kachol tanis. Tisha was like every other fast day. Omer Slichos b'chanun umar v'nisoch. They used to say that we say Slichos after davening. The original minhag was say during Shmoneh Esrei, like as a hosafa to the Chazar Shas. V'aneinu v'golur v'ofeh. V'yachad omer shemei tefillah. What do you say? Yeah, exactly. V'yachad omer shemei tefillah k'mo shomer kol tinios. V'chein v'im sheyishivus. Says the Hagos Yoshri, Kvar Nag Wagoseinu B'chol Mekom Shalav She'ein Omi Slichos. Our Minag is not to say Slichos. It's like it's a Kiddush. We don't say Slichos in Tisha B'Av. Shoot the Ikri Moed, because it's a Moed. So it's a Moed, we don't want to speak about. It's like sad. Slichos are sad. So what do we say instead of Slichos?
Yeah, I don't really
get a Kinos. Kinos is more appropriate for a Moed. It's a little bit odd. U'mitzvah Leinu L'kayim Minag Wagoseinu. So we don't say Slichos because it's a Moed. Okay, doesn't say usually it's kinos, but that's what we do. We don't say slichos because it's a moed. We say kinos, which is kind of odd. But in any case, lechora, what we add to our tefillah might express how we experience the day. And if we add slichos, then it's a day of tshuva, like the Rambam. Whereas if you add kinos, it's more a day of churban, like the Rivan. Now, what's interesting is on Tisha B'Av we do both. We add Nachem, we add Kinos, but we also say Aneinu, and in we say Yud Gil Midos in by the Kriya by Mincha, by the Kriya story Mincha. We say Yud Gil Midos. That could be the Kiyum of the Gemara says when, every time there's a Tzaros, you should say Yud Gil Midos. So from Rashi there in Rosh Hashanah, it sounds like saying it means reading into the Torah, and reading the Yud Gil Midos in the Torah. That's how we invoke Hakadosh Baruch Hu's Rachamim. So it could be there are two dinim on Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is also a day of Tshuva, like the Shaar Taniyos, and it's also a day of Okay, there's different ways of slicing it. Some people want to slice it based on the morning of Tisha B'Av versus the afternoon. The afternoon is already, we get up, our minhag is to get up. We say, it could be, then it's more a day of Tshuva in the afternoon and more a day of Avelos in the morning. There's different ways of slicing it. But either way, and there's no question that the Hosafos reflect the nature of the day. Now, just briefly, I want to go through some of the Dalet, or go through the Dalet Somos. Briefly, and try to emphasize this idea. So I mentioned a minute ago that Tisha B'Av might have a dual aspect. It might be a day of Avelos and also a day of Tshuva. So if you look here in source number 12, the Gemara Tanya Safi Gimel, Amar Afram Bar Papa, Amar Chista, Kol Shu Mishum Evel, Kigon Tisha B'Av, Fe Evel, Aser Ben Tcham Mitzonen. If something is because of Avelos, like Tisha B'Av, you can't bathe even in cold water. A tanis sibur, that's only mishum tanug, which tanis sibur is referring to a fast for rain. It's not raining, so we have a fast. So you can bathe in cold water. Because it's not mishum avelos. Right? No, if it's not raining, there's no avelos. How do you look at the other tzomos, the other three? Yizayin tamos, sabateves, some gedalia. Are those mishum Avel, or those Mishum not having Tanuk, more Tshuva oriented. So the model here is very explicit in the Gemara. There's a Tanit Sibur model of Tanuk. We don't want to be distracted from doing Tshuva, thinking about eating roast beef or taking hot baths. So therefore, you can bathe yourself in cold water. And then there's the Avelos model, Tisha B'Av, where you shouldn't bathe at all because it's Avelos. You can't even bathe in cold water. So it's clear here in the Gemara that that Tisha B'Av has an Avelos component. Meaning, I don't know how the Rambam would read this. The Rambam said at the beginning that all Dalet Tzomos are because of Tshuva. right? All lamas will come to Shuvah. But it's clear in the Rambam that, that there is a certain aspect of Avelos on Tisha B'Av. We can't get away from that. So who is that I'm saying there's Sveidinim in the experience of Tisha B'Av. But it's this Gemara is before us, there's an Avelos component of Tisha B'Av. Which shouldn't come as a chiddush to us. That's pretty obvious to us. The chiddush is that there's also a tshuva component. Hashiveinu Hashem Elachem Hashuva Chalei Shemini Ken. Right, it's the pasuk towards the end of almost the end of the Gil Seichem. Right, there's a tshuva component to Tisha B'Av as well. Now, there's an interesting Rama Perush Mishnayos. I should mention that on that Gemara in Tainis, if you look in the Shitas Chad Kamai. There's a parish kadmon that says this time Sibur is like Dalet Somos, meaning not Tisha B'Av, the Gimel Somos. It's furish. Time Sibur it has a din of Tanu, so that fits very well with the Rambam that there's no Isra of Mechitza because it's about Tanu. If you look at the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, the Mishnah speaks about the shluchim that would go out to tell everybody, source number 13, about. The fact that Rosh Chodesh was Nischat, that they made Rosh Chodesh. They didn't have a luach, they didn't have an email, so they based in was Mechad Chodesh and then sent Shluchim. So it sent Al Shisha Chodashim, right? Ah, Fiteh Tainis. So, and then the Mishnah says, Kshayim based in Mingash Kayam, Yotin Af Al Iyar, Rukhneya Pasach Sheni. So it makes sense that Av is referring to when there's no Beis HaMikdash. When do we commemorate Tisha B'Av? When there's no Beis HaMikdash, if there's a Beis HaMikdash, then they commemorate Tisha B'Av. Time of Bai Sheni, they commemorate Tisha B'Av. So I would have thought, not. It's almost a portion of the Pasuk of Zechariah, Efke. And he said, no, there's no need to fast. You know, in 70 years we fasted. Now we're in Eretz Yisrael, we don't need to fast. But if you look at the Rambam Perush Mishnayos, the Rambam says, surprisingly, Bai Sheni, lo hayu misanim, lo asir v'tevit, lo shiv v'asar v'tamuz. In time of Bai Sheni, they wouldn't fast asar v'tevit. El haroti yisane or shalo yisane. You could if you wanted to, but you didn't need to. The Rambam learns that the Mishnah is talking about when there was a Beis HaMikdash, and still there's a chiyuv to fast Tisha B'Av. You have to fast Tisha B'Av even though there's a Beis HaMikdash. I'm talking about Yishen. So some people were so upset with this Rambam, it says it's a mistake. I think the Tashbats, it's a mistake. I once heard from Professor J.J. Schachter. He said that when people say something is a Tom Sofer, usually it's saying more about themselves than about the mocker. Meaning, something like they have some knowledge that there's really a mistake. They just say it's inconceivable. Okay, can't be he said it. You know, the Chazish says something in a letter that the Chazish is against having a Yom HaShoah. So he said, we can't make, in our Dor Yosam, we can't make a new fast day. We don't have the Vuah, we need the Vuah. Problem is, the Taz and all the Achronim talk about Chav Sivan, they made a fast day in the Middle Ages because of the Tzaros. So they didn't have Nevuah then either. So some rabbi said, oh, the Chazish, it can't be he wrote this because it's against the Farish poskim Shulchan Aruch, you know. So obviously it's a forge. So Rabbi Schachter pointed out that, you know, it's not true. The Chazish held that way. Okay, how we fit it with those other sources is something that has to work out. But in any case, when you say something is a forgery, usually, unless you have a real raya for it, it's usually just coming out of you exacerbated. It can't be. So you say, oh, it must be it's a tough suffer. In any case, the Rambam says it. The question is, why would you celebrate, why would you commemorate Tisha B'Av if you had a Beis HaMikdash? So if Tisha B'Av is all about Zecher L'Churban, it makes no sense to commemorate Tisha B'Av if you have a Beis HaMikdash. But if Tisha B'Av is about Tshuva, and don't forget, the Gemara tells us that Bais Sheni wasn't as great as Bais Rishon. There were many things that were missing in Bais Sheni. They didn't have all the Kalim, and they didn't have all the Nisim, and they didn't have, you know, certain things were missing. So it wasn't full Gula. A lot of Jews, most of the Jews decided to stay in Chutz Laaretz, right? Who came up with Ezra? Not so many people came. Right. A lot of Tzaras. There were a lot of intermarriage. There were a lot of Tzaras. So in Mela, maybe the Ramahel, they still fasted Tisha B'Av for the ultimate Gula. It's true. I mean, didn't Shuvah. Could be that's Pshat Rambam. Okay. But say it.
Did anybody say that? Or are you sorry? Or are you talking about
that? That was my suggestion. I don't know. It could be it's wrong. I don't know. Maybe the whole Pesach Mishnayos isn't true. Maybe it's just a forge. But if you assume it's not a forgery, so then maybe that's Pshat.
Doesn't that also inform the things we talked earlier about if you take visit because of independence or if you're not a visitor?
you're touching on an important point, saying that the discussion before of what shalom means, if shalom means that, but here it would be, meaning, it's interesting, you're making a very good point. The Gemara has a situation there where you have, you know, you don't have a base of Mikdash, we have independence. What we might have had in the time of Ayesheni was a base of Mikdash without independence,
right,
because we were still subservient to the, if we're part of it,
you know.
Pardon?
Huklu
Tsaras. But Huklu Tsaras might be only after the second discussion of the second base of Mikdash. It's not clear. Huklu Tsaras, I mean, it could be, because most of the things that discussed there was the Korban Sarishon and Sheni, and look at the Beis Tzar, and Nechor Sha'ir, all of that was after the second base of Mikdash. So it could be, it's an interesting question. Fine. Anyway, Lamaisa, we have a Shem Perish Mishnayis, maybe that's Peshat. I just want to briefly go through the other Taniyos. Shivaza Batamus. Why do we fast in Shivaza Batamus? So the Mishnah in Tainus gives five reasons why we fast in Shivaza Batamus, the Luchos, Nishbura Luchos, and we know that they broke into the city, and the Asvosamus burnt the Torah, and they had a Telem Ahechal. And the Butal Atomin, five different reasons mentioned in the Mishnah in times. So if you look here in Tosafot Rosh Hashanah Yuchesam Abeis, just picking up on the point Zaki made a second ago, that the Gemara says that Tisha B'Av is Hukum Tzaros. So Tosafot says, just a second, isn't Shiva Asar Thomas also Hukum Tzaros? I just mentioned five of these things that happened in Shiva Asar Thomas. So maybe we should, even if it's, you know, Ein Hashash Shmad, if it's Ein Hashash Shalom, we should have to fast. Because Hukbul Osaris says Tosfos Biyom Shivas Avetamis Amit Yiru Chamisha Dvarim Kitzan Perak Basra Tainis V'chor Rabbeis Amigdash Tkifa. It's true, five things happens, but it wasn't the base of Migdash. But Hukbul Osaris means the base of Churban. Mamash, a double Churban. V'od Lodami the Tisha B'av the Tzara Achas Hukbul. And secondly, says Tosfos, on Tisha B'av the same thing happened twice. So on Shivas Avetamis, different things happen. So I thought that these two answers might be totally on our Chakir. How so? What's the first answer? The kasha was Shiva Sabbatamus, also five things happen. Hokbul Tzaros. We should have to fast always on Shiva Sabbatamus, right? Even if it's not Shas Hashmad, we should have to fast because Hokbul Tzaros. Or for the Ramban, that would mean we'd have to fast from the night on. And we'd have all Chamisha Nui, whatever. So this tells us two answers. What's the first answer saying? You tell me.
Destruction is more intense.
So what's he saying? Shiva Asar B'Tamuz isn't about the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash.
Right.
Churban HaBayis Tkifa, that's Tisha B'Av. But Shiva Asar B'Tamuz is not about like the Rambam. And what's the second answer? Oh, Dildami Tisha B'Av Tzar Achas Hochpola. Second answer is more technical. Then really there's no fundamental difference. Really, Shiva Asar B'Tamuz is like Tisha B'Av. It's just, if something happened twice, the same event happened twice, that's more chum. And that we have in Tisha B'Av, we don't have in Shiva Asar B'Tamuz. So that I think would fit well with this side. With the, right? Meaning, what am I saying?
Churban Bayis Tkifa fits well with Churban side. Sorry, with the Tshuva.
Churban Bayis Tkifa Tshuva.
So
no, I'm thinking maybe said it backwards. Churban Bayis Tkifa Tshuva means all about Churban, and this is more Churban. There's more Churban in Tisha B'Av, and therefore this Churban is not so chamor. Meaning it's all about Churban. Forget, I want to say forget. I'm not sure what you say forget. I'm not sure how the Bukhuk it is. Anyway, what I'm saying is the first Teres in Tosfos thinks that the Taniyos are about Churban, and he's saying that the Tisha B'Av is more chamor because a Churban happened then. Right? The actual Churban of Ayis. And on Yitzhak and Tavos, we just remember a stage in the Churban. It wasn't the actual Churban. It was just a stage in the Churban. So it's all about Churban, and that was the real Churban, that's a Chiyuv. And this is just a stage in the Churban.
It's a
Zev. Exactly. Whereas the second answer might be saying that in terms of Tshuva, if the same thing happened twice, lightning strikes twice, then you have to do Tshuva. Then there's no ifs or buts. If it's not the same thing, so we don't view it as like Ashkacha Pratis in that same way that in forces us to do Tshuva. That's what I want to say. You can agree, you can disagree. But just say, if you look at the Ritva, the Ritva is more of Furish. If you look at the Ritva, V'kemish Gzeira Rishona V'mkom Omedes, it's a Ritva in Chavon Beis in Titus. Laman Ekar Tish Shebetamos V'mkom. Right? The first Bais, the city was broken into on the ninth of Tammuz. So why did they choose to fast on the 70th of Tammuz?
Right.
Why did they come up with the second Bais, not the first Bais? יש אומר דקיים דקש חזר בקיה בחודש זה ושני אני אפשר שלא לעשנו סלאה ודבר קשה שיסענה בתשע ושבעה זה two hard to pass twice okay וקיים שחובר בי שני היה אבל חודש חמיר להו תפי קבוע צום בבקרי השנייה since חובר בי שני is אבל חודש it's more recent avelos we feel it more it's always hard for us to miss Abel and things that happen you're going to miss Abel on your parents on your grandparents you're not going to miss Abel on your great grandparents you never knew your great grandparents So the avelus of the bias rishon is further away. It's harder for us to miss out. By sheni is closer. We feel more of a connection to it. So the ritzvah here, I think, l'shitaso is emphasizing the avelus aspect of shivas and avelus. It's a din and avelus. It's not just din and shuva. I think it fits well l'shitaso before you quote the rabbi, etc. And again, I think that fits well also with the ritzvah who learns like Rabbeinu Chananel that shalom means based on mikra. In any case. There are a couple other things that happened on that day. So, for example, the luchos broke. So, if you look at the Gemara Sanhedrin, the Gemara connects the luchos breaking to Chet Egel, which is obvious. Chet Egel is why Moshe broke up the luchos. And it says that there were 24. I wonder if Egel Rishon was a certain size, so some aspect of that affects all our tzaras. All future tzaras are connected to the Chet Egel. Shnemar b'yom pakadeti u'pakadeti aleim chatam. Amar Rav Chanina la'achar esim arba doros nigva pasuk zeh. After 24 generations, the korban mice happened, which is connected to the Chet Egel. The Gemara links Chet Egel to korban mice. What's the point of linking them? Again. I'm fasting because the luchos broke. Is the luchos broke? So what? So is that a reason to be sabel or is that a reason to do tshuva? So the pashtus is that it's a question to do tshuva. Luchos breaking has nothing to do with avelus. And there is a din kriya when the Torah is destroyed. You have to do kriya. Is there a avelus there? The Torah is no avelus. You can argue this point, but I think it's interesting that the Gemara is linking the luchos and the cheta egel to the korban avites. Meaning, if I think that the Tzomos are about Chomer Abayis, I want to link all these things to Chomer Abayis. That's the point I'm trying to make. Again, Nisrafa Torah. Buta Latami. Nisrafa Latami. Nisrafa Torah. Hamid Salam Mehecha. Buta Latami. Nisrafa Lokos. Do these things have anything with Chomer Abayis? So you think not. So if not, I'm going to say, fine, they're not connected. But Shuvah is all we have to Shuvah. These bad things happen, we should Shuvah. But if you look here, if you look in the Chayyadim, source 20, Sarfas is found in Sash Rasha Torah, Hemi Sel Mehechav, Vizek Garam, Chayosei Mechor Vadein. Why is he connecting it to the Chor Vadein? Or if you look at the previous, source number 19, the Yushalmi, the Butal Atami, and they have the whole story that they was Malash De Chazirim, says to the Yushalmi, the last line, Butal Atami to Chor Vadein. Why is the Yushalmi connecting to Butal Atami to Chor Vadein? So if you're a tshuva man, if you like the Rambam, so okay, the Bakal Tami, we should do tshuva. Nisrafa Torah, we should do tshuva. Hemid Salam Hechel, we should do tshuva. But the Chayyadim, the Yerushalmi, are linking these events that Bechor have nothing to do with Chor Abayis to Chor Abayis. Bakal Tami, Venechor Abayis. Hemid Salam Hechel, Venechor Abayis. I think the reason they're doing that is because they think that Dal Tzomus are fundamentally about what? About Korban, about Avelus. So Avelus, we want to link everything to Korban. Everything is connected to Korban.
Why is it not connected? Tamid is
Tamid was...
I mean,
Heichal, first of all, it's not clear at what point in history Aspispanus, burnt the Torah. Was it connected to the Korban? It's not even clear at all. It was connected. We know so much historically, it's not clear. It was the same person as Salam Heichal. It was a different person. It's true. The Batal Atamid was a few weeks before. That was chronologically. But you could say in and of its own right, the Tamid is a very significant korban. Without the Tamid, the korbanos or the whole world stands on korbanos. So there's no korban. We should do shuva, not connected to the korban. But I think it's interesting that we're trying to connect, everything's being connected to the korban. Also, the luchos, which have nothing to do with the korban, are being connected to the Chet Egel, which is 24 generations later came the Chorban. My Kesher. So I think the Kesher is, if you think that Dal Tzomus are about Chorban, you're going to want to connect everything to Chorban. If you think they're about Shuvah, you're not going to need to make those mental gymnastics, try to connect everything to the Chorban. The Seder. Weiter. Tzom Gedalia. So the Gemara tells us, and Gedalia was killed in Tishrei. Says the Gemara in Roshan Yuches, Mi argo yishmo benetanya, lamdecha sheshkula mi sasan shal sadikim kasrevis beis elokim. So, a lot of people die. I mean, a lot of tzaddikim die. Is it necessarily a reason to fast? It seems like he was killed by another Jew. Yishmael ben Netanya killed him. So he was a gadol who was killed by another Jew. That's kind of unique, very very rare. And it teaches us that the misa tzaddikim is like Srevis beis elokeinu. Rambam emphasizes the fact that historically, when Gedalia was killed, Nichbeis Kacheles Yisrael Hanishara V'Sivev L'Hasam Galusan, that the final nail in the coffin on the Galus of the on the Galus was Gedalia's death. Now, I think it's interesting that if the Dalai Somos are about Churban Abayis, here that the Rambam doesn't work out. The Rambam is emphasizing the fact that final nail in the coffin of the Churban is Gedalia's death. So I would think that for the Rambam, we wouldn't need to do that. Because for the Rambam, Gedalia died. So if God will die, we should do tshuva. Everything, you know, that's our Jewish response to Tzaras is to do tshuva. That's our like classical, you know, the connection to Beis Elokeinu. So, you know, if Dalai Lama is all about Churban Abayis, the fact that Misa Sadikim is straight as Beis Elokeinu, I don't know how relevant that is. I mean, Keshkula, very nice, but that's almost about Korban Abayis. So this is like Korban Abayis. I mean, it's a little bit odd. The connection is a little bit odd. So here it kind of crosses. But the pashas of the Gemara is that the Tzom Gedalia is teaching us some idea that the Misa Tzadikim is Kesreves Beis Elokeinu. It's interesting. Lashon here is Shkula. Some Midrashim have it's like even greater. It's even worse than Beis Elokeinu. Kesreves Beis Elokeinu. But for the Rambam, I think it would fit well, you know, Dafka for the Tzad of the Raivin, that if it's always Ekel Korban, so the Tzom Gedalia reminds us of Korban, because that's when they actually left, all the Jews were thrown out of Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Inyan Einu, Asara B'Teveit, that we're commemorating today, so we know that Asara B'Teveit commemorates the day that Hukva Ha'ir, right, that Melech Bavel started the siege on the city of Yerushalayim. But it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch that there's also a fast of the 8th, and the 9th, we fast one day, but we commemorate also things happened on the 8th and the 9th. What happened? So the Torah was translated into Greek, and Ezra Sofer died. If you look here, I put the Slichos. Ezra Matzok Asher Karani Shlosha Makos V'Chodesh Hazeh. Kani, 3 Makos happened. Tichani V'Shvonebo. Right? Hello, Shloshan Kavati Tani Sumel Hyoban and Sani Lichtov Tasivanis. Etc. Taruf Tarafo Nausin Imri Shefer Ezra Sofer. So these are 3 different calamities that befell the Jewish people that we commemorate today. Again, if it's about tshuva, somebody dies. Ezra Sofer, the Torah could have been given by Ezra Sofer. He was a great tzaddik. He changed the ksav. V'chule. Ezra Sofer was a very significant stage in Jewish history. So we do tshuva. If it's about Churban Abayis, what's the connection to the fact that the Torah was translated to Greek? What's the connection to the fact that Ezra died? Meaning, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it seems to me, at least, that if we're talking about Churban, it makes more sense to say that, you know, these are things. I mean, if we're talking about Tshuva, rather, it makes good sense why we commemorate these things. If it's about Churban Abayis, you have to do some gymnastics, try to explain what the Churban aspect, you know, I mean, it could be there's some drash, you can explain why this is connected to Churban Abayis. But, I mean, you could say that Misa Sadikim doesn't just, any, he was also Misa Sadikim, Churban Abayis Elokeinu, like we said before, by Gedalia. Even though he wasn't killed, but he died, so it's Churban Abayis Elokeinu. But, kids, what we saw here were, I think, 2 understandings, what the significance of Al-Somos are, the Zekel Churban, Avelos Churban, and they were true oriented. I brought a couple of nafkaminas, and I think in the end, how we experience these days in terms of Tanis, and Anenu, Slichos versus Kinos, and Nachem, and Tisha B'Av seems to have 2 aspects to it. It's both a day of Tanis, and it's a day of Tshuva, rather, and a day of Zecher L'Churban.